This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming Malay language play called Poko brings together two big names to work together for the first time. The play is written by media veteran, writer and arts commentator Tan Sri Johan Jaffar and directed by Uwe Haji Sari, who is renowned for his films like Kaki Baka, Jogo and Hanyut. The play is showing from the 7th to the 16th of December at the DBP Auditorium. And joining me today are Uwe himself and the play's producer, Shahid Johan. How are you both today?
Good.
Fine, thank you.
So how did this collaboration between Tan Sri Johan and yourself, Uwe, how did it happen?
Well, me and Tan Sri Johan sort of friends, you know. So we occasionally get together over coffee or tea in the afternoon. And it happens that one day I read one of the piece in a piece of a drama piece, a theater piece in Dewan Sastra, and it's written by him. After I read it, I fell in like with the piece. Mm-hmm. And then knowing him, so we were sitting down. I don't know who started it and said, we should stage it, you know. And I said, yeah, of course, because a play is written not to be just read. It must be performed. That's why a play is written. It's incomplete if you just read it
right in
your heart, I said. So we agree, and that's the first spark.
Uh-huh. And when was this?
Oh, wow. If my memory serves me well, I think it's around, but the initial meeting that I met and discussed about the possibility of staging it is around January or February this year.
And you are, of course, known for your filmmaking. Perhaps fewer people know that you've also directed a number of theatre productions. I think your last theatre production was in 2006. Do you approach filmmaking and directing for stage differently?
Well, I'm a film discipline. My discipline is in film. Yeah. So, but then, doing for film and on stage, there's one. It's both about performance. It's about acting, both of them. It's just that the differences, okay, there are differences, but the differences I tend to see as just the mechanics. That's about it, you know. And the rest is still trying to get a performance, although theatre performance is a little bit different from movie performance. Basically, theatre performance, people like to see as one long shot. A couple of long shots,
yeah.
You know, and film there's an insert and close up and angles. So, yeah, slowly I try to. There are some influences of films in it because I'm a film, like I said, I'm a film, my discipline is film. But, you know, I do work on theaters as just like I do art installation. So it's the same thing in it, yeah.
Shahid, what is Poko about?
It's about what you interpret it, what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can interpret it as spiritual. You can interpret it as a body that what do you call it? Government body that you don't like or something. You can interpret anything. But at the end of the day, the real story of Poko is not about the tree itself. It's about the human behind the tree.
I mean, there is a storyline that runs through, even though I think the story, or rather the concept of it can be interpreted in many ways.
Yep.
It's a story of, I think, about four main people, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. And what is that story?
It's about people who have been through a lot in their life. They've been scarred with their life. For instance, Dawis, who are amputated with one leg, and then Madia, who had been in jail for his bad behavior, but Madia wanted to change his life, and then they come Tokaye, who wanted Madia, who have everything but can't get one the one thing that he can't get. that is Madia. So it's a story about humanity. It's a story about how you want to, your choice. It's a story about choice, basically.
And this is actually Tan Sri Johan's first play in 14 years. I think his last play was Asya Samya, right? How significant is this that we get to see another work by him on stage after, you know, quite a long time?
It's very significant. Even Asya Samya, it didn't been played.
It wasn't staged, right?
It wasn't staged, yeah. It wasn't staged. But it was written. Like, for instance, the initial idea of Poco is just right. That's a word. And then when he saw Uwe, he talked and they wanted to do a stage out of it.
And Uwe, how would you describe, as someone who's directing the play, how would you describe Tan Sri Johan's writing style? What sets it apart?
Well, yeah, it's. I was excited when I came across this new piece because he has not written for 14 years. And as a person who I can say I like to read little bit, you know. so when I came across his new writing, so as an accomplished one at that, so I'm quite excited. So I said, I'm sure he will have something to say. And then when I read it, it's a little bit different from what he's the approach that he's been doing, because before that his approach in theater is more like absurd, surrealist a little bit. But then this time he approached it as a realism with a very specific narration and very close to the to everyday life, and that makes me curious. And it's very simple, so when things are simple, it scares me because it's hard to be simple to me when you as a creative person, right? Then when I look at it, it's quite profound, you know, in that simplicity. That's when I said, I'll take that.
And how does this fit with your style of direction?
I wonder, do I have a style? I wonder. No, I just do what I do. And for instance, this particular piece, like Syed says, you can, everybody, and a good piece, everybody should be able to see it in their own perspective. And it's not fixed. So that's why it's good. And at this moment, if you ask me, Shamila, what is Poco? And I said, it's about strength, or at least searching for strength. Because it's about four damaged people and trying to find strength in to live. Or at least the strongest is the woman where she almost very Nietzsche's, like fight her nasib. Yeah, melawan nasib. So I think that's very interesting for a woman. And I'm always attracted to texts with a strong woman character. So there it goes.
And who are the actors who will be bringing these characters to life?
My dad will play by Haliza Mizboon. And then Dawis will play by Abby Saiful. Rahim Jalani will play Tokaya. And Amut will play by Buyong Sazda.
And how did these actors come together? Why did you find that they were the right people to play these roles?
Well, I do have my little antenna about what's happening in the local scene, you know. And I always look out for good, good or forgotten people, you know. Because I love history or tradition, you know. Like Haliza Mizboon, I think she's one of the finest female actress or actor that's working right now. You know, I think she's definitely one up there. And then, but being that choosy, she seldom works. You know, so and I knew it. You know, as same as Abby Saiful, she's what they say anak wayang. He comes from a royal film family. If there's a royalty in film family, yeah, maybe he's one of them. You know, he comes from the line of grandparents that have been working from Jalan Ampas to now. And then Rahim Jalani is another people forgotten person, that veteran, you know. And Buyung Sajdar is an interesting thing because he is one of the early player that evolved that from around Anak Alam, he has been there, you know. So not that we don't have the problems.
I'm sure every production does.
Yeah, but I hope it's one of the best kept secret in performance in Malaysia, I think. You know?
Well, we do need to take a break. But when we come back, we'll speak more to Uwe Haji Sari and producer Shahid Johan about their play Poco, which is showing from the 7th to the 16th of December at the DBP Auditorium. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to director Uwe Haji Sari and producer Shahid Johan about their play Poco, which was written by Tan Sri Johan Jaffar. One of the things that I realized when I asked you all earlier to tell me the story of Poco is that there is a lot that's going on beneath the surface. What are some of the themes that come up?
Yeah, like I said, a good play there. It's very open, you know. So like I say, one day I see it as a strength, and the other day is I see it as the tree as a system. Mm. That the four people have to live is a symbol, a system where whatever, if they agree or not, or if like Syed said, if you look at it as a religious or spiritual thing, the poko is the iman or the faith, you know. So it depends, you know? Yeah. or if you put it in a different thing, it becomes a different metaphor, whatever it is. So it's rich in that way. And for me, although it's many, I have to choose one because the direction is very important. We don't want to be like scattered over the place. Mm. Right? So I decided for me to have one direction that it fits the others, that is have that aura and have that smell of other elements in it. Mm. Yeah.
And is it called Poco because the story is kind of set around this tree? Is that what the title is? Is there a real poko at all?
I think Tan Sri have told people that he always facilitate about poko, about tree. So he wanted to do a story about this one beautiful tree in a setting that is in his own... because Tan Sri always do his script based on his own life. So he wanted to do that. He wanted to join the fascination about this tree and about his own experience doing...
Yeah, he got a tree fetish. Watch out
now. That, we shall not pursue that further. But what do you think, as the director, you brought to shaping this story?
You see, as a writer, Tan Sri or any writer, is done. Is their job is finished. And Tan Sri knows that, and he knows what he's doing or involving into when he give or serahkan the script to me to do it. You know, he really does. You know, that's why I have the utmost respect to him. You know, he knows where his wilayah is. You know? So when a thing comes to me, I have, in a little funny way, quote unquote, it becomes quote unquote my story. That I used his story my story tompang his story. You know, mm-hmm. How do you say that? You know. So when that happens, as a director, you have to shape it. And like I said, the direction just now. So, for example, the very simplest way for me is I was very attracted to the character of the Madia, the woman, because I find her not only a survivor, but would like to be better rather than like the other characters. The men are very complacent. It's okay in their safety zone. And the other character, the rich person, is sick in his head, that he thinks he can possess anything that he likes. So all these characters, it happens around the tree. And I said, okay, what is that tree is all about? You know, it's that everybody is like say, thinking they are the tree that protects them. The orang kaya thinks that I protect you all. Mm. You know? And his chauffeur, so to speak, he is the tree that protects, but only when the rich man is not around, you know. And Dawis think he's a protector too, that he's the tree that give protect and the his wife, you know. But to me, the real tree, I mean, because the wife is pregnant, right? The real valid tree is the seed that she's carrying. That is the tree that is, shouldn't be damaged, because the rest there are damaged. You know?
And yeah. What is it like collaborating with Tan Sri Johan for the first time?
Oh, it's a pleasure for me. He's an intelligent man, so it's very difficult for me to collaborate with stupid person. You know? So he's not, you know. So of course, you know, he knows what he's into, you know. He knows why he's doing it, why he's giving it to me, you know, why he's trusting me. And that's very scary, because when somebody trusts you, whoa, that is a big burden, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we rather say people that, I don't believe in you. That's a challenge, right? But I trust you. Whoa, that is a bigger challenge, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
It's a Malay language play. Is it something that you have to be very familiar with Malay culture, or do you have to be able to really understand the language to be able to watch it, or is it something that anyone can come and enjoy?
To enjoy it? Oh, definitely yes. It's a good piece. It must be universal. Mm-hmm. You know, it cuts off boundaries. Is the geography. That's it, you know. I'm very, for me as a creative person or doing something creative, I'm very particular about a story that where it's happened, you know. Although if it is in the space, you have to say it, you know. Although it's unless you do some absurd stuff like Beckett, maybe you can get away with it, you know. But this realism, you have to know where is it. Is it in Kepong or Johor Bahru, or at least I know that, or in Malaysia.
Yeah.
You know.
So where is Pokok?
Funny, because you can tell Pokok not from the... Because Tan Sri Johan write place anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said. So, but then, this is a Malay language theatre, and it seems that I know the mannerism and the nuances is very Malaysian, so I'm sure it's Malaysia.
Yes.
Simple deductions.
if you ask me, before it came to Uwe hands, that it must be in Wah. It must be in his hometown.
Okay.
Because he's like that. He loved to do his story in his own kampung. Yeah.
True, because the name, the clue from the name, you know, the name are very... Johor/Jawa origin kind of, you know, generic names, you know. Yeah.
So speaking of a sense of place, how is the staging of the show going to be? What is it going to look like?
Real.
What will the audience see when they come on that day?
Well, I hope, because the space is not too big, you know. So... it's about people that lives at the edge, people that do not have. I don't think those people goes to Bangsa every weekend, you know. You know, probably, you know, that kind of
yeah.
that that people that don't go to Starbucks, you know, every so it's a marginal people, marhain, orang-orang marhain, kan, marginal, and then struggling. And he works under a landlord. They don't see themselves poor in sense of, maybe they see sense of poor monetarily, you know, but they don't dwell in. Yes, except Madia, except the woman, and that's why I like her, because she fights. She fights her nasib, you know. She wants to be better. So that's why I like that. You know?
As
she
a wants to change. As a director, do you make a lot of decisions in terms of the set design, in terms of costume, in terms of the look of the play, or do you leave that to other people?
No, I have my vision. You know, they have to suit my vision. I think the answer is yes, I think. No, but I'm not. No, it's just that I do not like. I mean, I'll give them a template, a things that I dream, and this is it. All they have to do is to enhance them, you know. And as I set a parameter, you can run around in that area, but do not jump over the fence, and just like the actors. You know?
So what was your vision for this show?
In what way? In, financially?
Financially, I'm sure we can all have as many visions as we want.
That's right.
In terms of what you wanted it to look and feel like.
Okay, I have this particular piece, I'm working, besides my assistant director, the rest are all first-timer to me. I've looked forward for working with Syed, a very potential young, upcoming producer that simply must grow, you know, and also the rest. So it's a interesting collaboration to me because of the first time and the younger guys. Yeah. So I love surprises, but not big surprises. How should I say? You know, yeah. That comes across nasty, doesn't it?
No. I think it sounds like. I think this is what it's like to work with somebody for the first time.
Yes. Honesty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But Shahid, what about you? What is it like working with someone like Uwe?
I've been admiring Uwe for a long time. From his movie Jogo, Boy Legend and stuff like that. When I got the opportunity to work with him, I was a little bit scared, you know? Can I become the producer that he wanted or something like that? But when I work with him, it's so easy. He's very open. He's not the Taiwan a dictatorship kind of thing. Maybe, I don't know, long time ago or something. Right now, he's very, very open. and it's. I think I want to do justice to him too, so because he's my his work and everything. So I try to give him the best, what he wanted. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can give him that. Hopefully he's happy with what we have tried to achieve. Then he's happy, I'm happy.
So on top of it, you also have another layer, right? Because, of course, you are Tan Sri Johan's son. Mm. So what is it like on the other side now that you are also working on your father's play?
Interesting. if you ask me, I know him then better than I know Uwe. Mm-hmm. So, like, what he's writing and everything. So, and even, like Uwe say, he know his wilayah and something. It is him. It's Tan Sri himself like that. He's the type who are very... He's... If he has something for me, as a son, when we did something wrong, he will not directly say it to you. But when it's the right time, he will tell you. So he's very, what do you call it?
Diplomatic. Or fatherly. A sweet father.
So doing his play is very interesting because you will dive more into his backstory, into his what happened. Yeah.
And you get to know him maybe in a way that's different, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a very character-driven play. Of course, I would think that the right chemistry and the right connection between the actors is very important. How do you achieve this?
Yeah, it's about interaction, you know. If the actors must, doing a play, you know, you not only understand, you have to realize then you conjure it, you know. Or else, the actors must realize the not only the responsibility to bring out those things, but to be working with people. And that is other actors, because there are interaction, because the drama comes from your reactions. If you don't react, or if you're not honest, you know, then it'd be a problem, because acting is lying. Mm. Acting is bluffing, you know. But then you bluff to go to the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you must know what you're doing, or else you have... Or else you be a carpenter.
You must know how to bluff, you're saying.
Yeah,
in the
honestly.
Right way. Yeah.
Honestly, because your bluffing is trying to go to the truth, mm-hmm. of a matter.
And one of the things, of course, that is significant about this play is that it is happening in a very significant year for us as Malaysians. Mm. We've had a change of government for the first time. Everyone's kind of still talking about Malaysia Baru, not quite sure what we can expect. Mm. Does that change the way you approach the play? And, you know, are there things that connect to this concept?
Well, every play or every art is political, and. So, like Syed said earlier, you can look at anything. If the Poco, you can look at it as what? You can even look at it as a twin tower, and it's a symbol of things and people that don't like or like. Or you can see it as Menara Tan Razak, you know?
Yeah.
So that Poco, that, you know. Or like I said, you know. So it's political in a way, because. But then I'm political, but I'm not political in sense of I'm in this group, because my work is political already. When I portray a woman walking alone, that's political.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so I don't need to be in a camp in that way, because I'm not quite in a sense, basically, and generally, I'm not a follower. Mm-hmm. As a person... Mm-hmm. Or as a working person for doing creative, I stay away from that when my work touches on propaganda or trying to be preachy.
Right.
You know, I'm not that. You know, that's somebody else's work. That's not my work. You know? Mm. Yeah.
So what do you hope the audience takes away from Poco?
Well, it depends. You know, I hope they can... They get something out of it, and I'm not going to say you will get this or that. But if you come in and watch Poco and you come back and you say I get nothing, that means you are numb, man. Mm. From the neck above, anything. I think because you see people there reacting. So if you, my mind just goes very. Points to one thing, and I'm not trying to be saying that, yeah, ideally, you know. So I'm just saying that watch Poco, you know, then if you get something, that's great. If you don't get something, come back and watch it again. Because if you don't understand, it's even better, because then you'll come back and watch it again and again and again. So please do not try to understand it, because once you understand, you won't come back, you know.
That is the best selling of a play I've ever heard.
Please do that.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to director Uwe Hajisari and producer Shahid Johan about their play Poco. The play was written by Tan Sri Johan Jaffar and is showing from the 7th to the 16th of December at the Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka Auditorium. Tickets are priced at RM30 and RM50 and available through airasiaredtix.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.